Good morning. My guest this morning is Cynthia Leung from the Museums of Sonoma County. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Roland.
So tell us about Magnolia Editions. This looks like a really fascinating show that you're doing.
Yes, it is. It's a retrospective of Magnolia Editions' work. And I should start off by explaining what and who Magnolia Editions
right.
is. It's a company that is a printmaking studio in Oakland. And they've been around since 1981. And basically, they make artists' prints, the ones that you see that are limited editions.
Right.
So these are as much works of art themselves.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There's some very, very great people that do this work.
And over the years, I've worked with so many different artists, a lot of them from the Bay Area, from New York City, and because they have gotten very well known, also nationally and internationally, they have artists who come and work with them specifically to create these limited edition prints. But not just prints. They've been very innovative with how they reproduce artworks. And, for example, since the 90s, they have been working on tapestries. So they've
Wow.
been taking – I know. And so they've been taking artists' work and transforming them into tapestries off of Jacquard looms.
Oh, right. Of course. It's just – it's another – it's digital, really.
It is. Yeah. They are very innovative in using computers, but they also go back to old-fashioned techniques. They make their own – sometimes they make their own paper by hand,
uh-huh.
and sometimes they actually have been making their own pigments by grinding up different kinds of rock and creating those pigments. But then they're using very cutting-edge technology, too, at the same time.
This is a show that – particularly anyone who's studying the arts in any way needs to see.
Yes, I would agree. I think all the big names, the giants of contemporary art are there in this exhibit. We've got David Bess, you've got Chuck Close, Mel Ramos. I mean, the list goes on and on. Hung Lu. There are some very famous artists
right.
in the show, and it's really worth seeing.
And so that opens on the 12th of December and we'll be there through the 7th of February?
Correct. We just had our opening reception, and this exhibit's not going to be up terribly long, so I really recommend, especially
right.
if you have time during the holidays, to come and see it.
So another exhibit opening on the 17th, or is that just a single day's The Mark Perlman and Kurt Kemp.
Oh, that's a program we're doing. So it's a talk,
mm-hmm.
and we have it's a collaborative work. They're both Sonoma State University professors and have known each other a long time and have worked not only on their own artwork, but have worked together to create joint artworks. And we have the collaborative work in the street side of the museum in the window. We're displaying them there. And on Thursday, which is the 17th at 6:30, which is the reception talk begins at 7, we're going to have the two of them giving a talk about their collaborative work. And they're very interesting because one of them is a printmaker and the other person does encaustics.
You have a lot going on for the holidays.
We do. I mean, I know it's busy and you might won't feel like you have to go Christmas shopping, but I think it's really nice to take a break and get away from all the commercial stuff.
Absolutely.
And actually just come and enjoy art and listen to a talk about it.
So you need tickets for Mark Perlman and Kurt Kemp on the 17th, but you can get them at 579-1500.
Correct. And you can also go on our website, which is museumsc.org. Just go under events and programs, and you can also do it right online.
And that will tell you all that's coming up.
Yes, we have lots of information, too, about the current exhibit, and also the History Museum has exhibits as well that you might want. Also,
have a great day.